Praise the Lord. Tonight, the name of the message is Out of Order. And I just think this is such an important word because there's such an evil in our land. And it seems that the divine, the order that God has ordained in the family and the order that God has ordained in society is completely out of whack. It's out of order. You have children running their parents, women running their husbands, good becoming evil, allowing homosexuals to marry, giving homosexuals our children to raise. Sex before marriage is something that is acceptable. Even in the church, 30% of people, they did a poll that 30% of people even in the church thought that looking at pornography was okay. 50% of young people thought it was okay to have sex before marriage. It's just, everything is out of order. Divorce. Just good has become evil. Evil's become good. And we're mistaken. We're taking darkness for light. And light has become darkness. And it's just all about to collapse. Just 50 million children, 60 million children been aborted in this nation. There's 60 million workers that we would have. That's why we're bankrupt. That's why civilization just can't go forth without family. Without the role of the woman has been so drastically changed and devalued the role of the wife and the mother that the family unit is collapsing. Society is collapsing because of it. Japan is collapsing because of it. That they don't even marry anymore in Japan. The women go into college. They go into the workforce. There's so many new avenues and opportunities open for women that marriage just isn't on their mind. Well, God did not intend for women. Not that they can't have a career, but the family, childbearing, the husband, the home comes before career. Without it, civilization cannot survive. And Western civilization is just a house of cards. I mean, China only allows their families one child per family, and if it's a female child, they abort it. And now there's millions and millions and millions of men that will never be married. You see? People say, well, there's too many people on the earth. Well, that may be so, but to keep that civilization going, they have to keep producing children, and families have to keep having children. So in order for that civilization to continue to function at the level it is now, and we just don't have it. Europe's even worse, and it's just about to collapse, and it's because we've left the divine order. 1 Corinthians 11, 1 through 3. God has set forth a divine order. There's God, there's Christ, there's man, and then there's woman. But now we have children running their parents. Isaiah 26, 12. There's a judgment. God is judging Judah. He's judging Jerusalem. And part of that judgment, the children are running their parents. Wives were running their husbands, running their homes, ruling over the men. The divine order. It was out of place. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 9. They sin, it's Sodom, they hide it not. They've rewarded unto themselves evil. Even things are so out of order that our politicians, to get votes, are marching in these whole leading. These homosexual parades, Rudy Giuliani, leading homosexual parades in New York City. Governors leading homosexual parades in all kinds of cities. And God hates divorce. God hates the shedding of innocent blood. For a man to lie with a man is an abomination unto the Lord. He hates it. You see, but now it's become acceptable. It's become good. We're even letting them teach our children. Here in Portland, Oregon, There was a teacher, and the student asked him if he was married, and he said, "No, I'm not allowed to be married." And he went on to explain his homosexuality and his relationship with, to this fourth grader. It's just out of order. You see, I don't want my children to hear those kind of things when they go to school from their teacher. You see? It's just wrong. It's just wrong. We're giving them to our children to raise. Homosexuals marrying, and then we give them. We said they march in the streets saying, "We want your children." Well, they're getting them. The state is literally allowing them to adopt children. And I believe it's an abomination unto the Lord. You see, I don't want my son growing up thinking this is acceptable behavior. It's out of line. It's out of order. It's against God. And it's coming down. We did have a prophetic word. The world would not last 30 more years of shedding innocent blood. And there's billions of children that have been aborted in this world in the last 50 years. Billions. And civilization's just not going to survive without family, and it has to do with the role of the woman. And women getting married later and later in life. They're having their careers. They're going to college and they're having their careers. And they're not getting married till their late 20s, early 30s, and then they're having less and less children. That's not the way He intended it. You have to look at the Proverbs 31 woman. She rose up early. She took care of her husband. Then she took care of her children. She took care of the home. Then she went out and worked. But the home, the husband, the family was first. Look at the order. It's important, ladies. God intended women to be wives, helpmates. A man shall leave his father and mother, cleave unto his wife. Titus, the second chapter, the first chapter, that a woman is to be a keeper of the home and to teach other women how to be wives, how to be mothers, how to raise their children. And we've gotten away from that divine order, and it's producing chaos. It's producing bankruptcy. Amen?
Yeah.
And there is an order. There is an order. Christ, we're to follow His example. He obeyed His Father. Submission to authority. The man to submit to Christ. Christ submitted to the Father. The wife to submit unto her husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. She will submit. If you love her, as lay down your life for her. And actually it says submit to one another. Listen to her. But ultimately, there has to be decisions made. God gave man dominion over the works of His hands. Man is to rule. You see, and the things are just out of order. And I hopefully to go through the Scripture here and to show God's divine order. 2 Timothy, the third chapter. Perilous times shall come. Timothy, Paul says, writing to Timothy, in the last days. And what are these perilous times? Lovers of self. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. These are just a few I want to focus on. This is why dangerous. That's why it's so dangerous today in society, because men are lovers of themselves. They're lovers of pleasure. People are lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, of what is good and what is holy. They're incontinent. That means they don't have any control of their desires. They're out of control. Why is the divorce rate so high? Why are women aborting their children? See, sex before marriage has become a good thing. You see? All sex outside of marriage is sin. I don't want my son to see a naked woman until he sees his wife. Amen?
Amen.
Things are, there's a woman down here that rollerblades in Portland, Oregon, downtown at Waterfront Park. She rollerblades naked. I don't want my son to see her naked. I want my son to see his wife. I want my daughter to see her husband. You see, things are out of order. Lovers of pleasures. Women want their career. They want education. They choose themselves over their children. That would never have happened 150 years ago. You see, evil's getting worse and worse. Jesus said in the last days that love, the iniquity would abound and the love of many would grow cold. What is more colder than a mother turning on her child? What is a greater sin? There is no greater sin than the shedding of the innocent blood of a child. And God hates it. Glory to God. He drove out the Canaanites. Not because the Israelites were so good. He drove out the Canaanites because they were so wicked. Is not He going to drive us out of this land? It says right there in Leviticus that the land will begin to spew out the inhabitants because of sin. Haven't we seen such radical increase in the numbers of volcanoes, earthquakes, floods, record temperatures, record heat, record snows, record rain? And it seems that the land is beginning to spew out the inhabitants, tsunamis. And it's because of sin, because of adultery. The Canaanites, because of homosexuality, and because they sacrifice their kids into the fire. Is that not prevalent in our society, in Western civilization today? Homosexuality? Adultery? You can't tell me that 6 out of 10 marriages ending in divorce doesn't have something to do with women wanting to date other men, and men wanting to date other women, and wanting to do what they want, men leaving their wives and their families so they can go off and have sex with other women, so they can go out and do their sports and hang out with their friends and just be free. Lovers of self, Paul said. Is that not what we see today? Is this, and lovers of pleasure. Is this not a pleasure mass society? We give God lip service, but we don't honor Him with our words or with our doings, with our works. You see? Otherwise, we wouldn't allow... If this was a Christian nation, we wouldn't allow homosexuals to be married. If this was a Christian nation, we would not allow homosexuals to raise our children. You see? Now, what is more selfish than that, than the 2% of the people forcing their sexuality on the rest of society? That the rest of the society doesn't really want. What benefits a society is homosexuality, but it produces disease. I've never met a happy homosexual. They're miserable. I had a homosexual tell me that homosexuality is not immoral. See, good is now become, evil has now become good, and evil has become, good has become evil, and evil has become good. And darkness is mistaken for light. And they're teaching our children that this is acceptable behavior. And it's not. It's not acceptable behavior. And then it comes down back to Paul's 2nd to 3rd chapter. Dangerous times are coming upon this earth. Men are lovers of in the last times, perilous times, dangerous. Lovers of self, lovers of pleasure. Incontinent, they can't control their desires. 200 million porn sites. We're the number one producer of pornography, the pedophilia at all-time highs, child molesters. Sex slave trafficking in the United States, a Christian nation? Come on. What's Christian about this nation? Glory to God. Because you did not hate bloodshed, bloodshed will pursue you. That's what Scripture says. We do not hate bloodshed. 4,000 children are aborted every single day in this nation. And the earth shall disclose her blood. God is coming to pour out His indignation. Okay, go to Isaiah 26 real quick. We're kind of all over the place because I'm so stirred. I don't think there's a more important message preached today. That's kind of arrogant, but I believe that. Just everything is out of order. We've left the divine order. We've turned our back on the authority of Scripture. We've given God the back and not the face. And we only pay lip service. We honor Him with our mouth, but our hearts are far from Him. And it's going to come down. It's going to collapse. Listen to this. Isaiah chapter 26, verses 20 and 21. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the wrath, the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their sin. The earth also shall disclose her blood. All the shedding of innocent blood is going to be revealed. It's going to be made manifest. It's no longer going to be hidden. And no more shall cover her slain. Billions and billions of children aborted. And it's like God has blinded them. They don't even see the seriousness, a strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that everything is okay. And it's not. Civilization is about to collapse. And it's because of abortion. It's because of the evil in the land, the destruction of the family unit. The role of the wife and the mother has been so drastically devalued and changed that it's just everything's out of order. It can't go on. It can't go on this way. It cannot survive the way it is going. The Lord cometh. Prepare. I heard an audible voice, an angel flying in my room. He said, The Lord cometh with 10,000s of His saints. I had a dream. And the Lord said, John, prepare for the Lord. That's what I'm trying to do here. Everything is out of order. The Lord is coming. Evil's getting worse and worse. And there is no greater evil than divorce. God hates it. Six things the Lord hates. No, seven are an abomination to Him. The shedding of innocent blood. Okay, go to Leviticus, the 18th chapter. Glory be to God. Go to Leviticus, the 18th chapter. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. Leviticus 18. Verses 20 through 25. Moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally with your neighbor's wife. Don't commit adultery. To defile thyself with her. And thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Moloch. That's child sacrifice, the shedding of innocent blood. Neither shalt thou profane the name of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. So there you have adultery. There you have abortion, child sacrifice, and then you have homosexuality. Do not defile yourselves in any of these things, for in all these things the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you. The nations, He's going to cast out the nations from before us. And the land is defiled, therefore I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it, and the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants. And that's what these natural disasters are all about, and the economic collapses, and the floods, the volcanoes, and it's just the beginning. You see? It's just the beginning. The land is turning on its inhabitants. Record floods, record rain, record snow, record heat. Drought, famine, it's all here. And it's because of adultery, it's because of sin. It's because everything is out of order. The whole is out of order. Glory to God. There is nothing more valuable. The role of the woman is to be wife and mother. And the home is to take priority over work, over her career. You see? Why else would they shed if women don't love themselves and they don't love pleasure? Why else would they abort their children? except to further their career, further their education. Oh, the timing's not right. A lot of them so that they can continue to go out and have all the free sex they want. You can't do that when you have a child and when you're pregnant. So they abort them. And it's so cold. The love of open your eyes. The Lord cometh out of this, out of heaven to punish the inhabitants of the earth. Go in, shut the door, shut yourself in with God. Get right with God. We need to get right with God. 40% of abortions I read on the internet are done to young white girls, white Protestant girls who said they've had a born-again experience. 40% out. Can that be? Everything is out of order. How can 50% of our youth believe it's okay to have sex before marriage? They're not reading the same Bible I'm reading. Amen?
Amen.
We're not teaching the role of the wife and the mother. We're not standing up. Glory to God. The importance. There are ministries that talk about it, but you need to stress the importance. It has to come first. In order for civilization to continue to go forth, there has to be mothers and wives, and they have to have children. We've aborted 50, 60 million workers. That's why Medicare is bankrupt. Social Security is bankrupt. If we have those children, we have those workers. And their civilizations and countries and nations are about to collapse because of this very issue. The role of the woman has been drastically changed. Women's rights. What's it called? Women's... You know what I'm talking about. Not just women's rights, but there was a movement. Okay? And they should be treated with respect and dignity. But the highest calling for a woman is to have children and to be a godly mother and a godly woman. We've gotten so far. That's what happens when we give God the back and we rebel against the authority of Scripture. Is that the order is, the divine order is changed. In the last days, it's dangerous times shall come in the last days because men and women are lovers of self. They're choosing self over family, over home, over children. See? Glory to God. Disobedience of parents. Have you ever seen a generation that is more disobedient to their parents? Half the parents don't even know what their kids are doing. They're going off into college campuses, going into their schools and opening fire. The parents don't even know they have guns. Don't even know what they're up to. Don't even know what they're watching on the internet. Glory to God. And we're a Christian nation? All you have to do is watch television. You can see how far from God we've gotten. How far from God we are. Not a Christian nation. Our president believes that a woman's right to choose it should be held up. Well, because you do not hate bloodshed. Bloodshed is going to pursue this nation. You see? I pray he sets this world on fire and creates a new earth, a new heaven. Where should our prayers be? Lord, come and create a new heaven and a new earth. Remove the wicked one off this earth. Remove the demons off this earth. And remove the children of the wicked one off this earth. I, for me, I'm tired of sin. I'm tired of evil. And one of the things that's out of order is there's the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. When we reject the second person of the Trinity and don't receive Christ as God, you have false religious systems. And you look at those false religious systems, you look at their societies, and you'll have great civil rights, human violations. You'll have violence. You'll have brutality. You'll have disease. You'll have economic problems. You'll have famine because they reject the second person of the Trinity. And they bow down to elephants and worship the creature more than the Creator. And they deny the Lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see? And there's no love in these false religious systems. And Judaism isn't what Judaism was when Moses was alive. When it's become a false religious system that honors the commandments of men and traditions of men instead of the commandments of God. They don't follow the Torah in Judaism. They follow the Talmud, which teaches that Jesus is in hell burning in hot excrement, and that Mary was a whore. That's what the Judaism of today teaches. That's what the Talmud teaches, and that's what just a small percentage of Jews believe, the Orthodox. The Talmud it teaches violence. It teaches that all women outside of Jewish women are whores. The Talmud, it's all false religion. When you reject Jesus as Messiah and reject Him as God, you get false religious systems that produce hate, and they only care for their own. Muslims only care for Muslims. Go down to Haiti and see if there's Muslims organizations in there feeding the poor. See if they're building houses. See if they're bringing medicine in. Go down there and see what religion is there. And it's the one that believes that Jesus is Messiah. Jesus is God. Whose hearts have been changed and have the love of God. You see, it's out of order. We shall not have this man rule over us. The people imagine a vain thing. The heathen rage and people imagine a vain thing. You see? Psalm 2, but God says, kiss the Son. You better pay homage to the Son. Lest He be angry and you perish in the way. And it's about to perish in the way. It's about to perish in the way. Leviticus 18. And thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire. Neither shalt thou profane the name of the Lord. It's never entered into God's heart to sacrifice your child on an altar and shed the blood of the innocent. And He's coming to make things right, to give justice to the unborn. He's coming to give justice to the unborn. Glory be to God. There are things so out of order. Oh my. Go to Deuteronomy 9. And if God drove the Canaanites out because of their adultery, because of their child sacrifice, because of their homosexuality, He's going to drive us out of this land. Our imminent place is coming down. Our skirts are going to be revealed. All the blood that's on our skirts as a foreshedding of innocent blood is going to be made manifest. Our nakedness is going to... What we really are is about to be seen. All the blood that has been shed, not just abortion, but the millions that Stalin killed, the millions that Hitler killed, the millions that Pol Pot killed. Hundreds of millions done by these communists. Communism, Hinduism, Islam. When you don't know who Jesus Christ is, look at the oppressive societies. And I tell you, He's coming down. Glory to God. And it's going to be revealed what has been going on. Eyes are really going to be open to what has been happening. Right now their eyes are closed to what I'm telling you. They don't see civilization coming down. They don't understand that there has to be moms and dads. There has to be children. There has to be workers. As many workers as we've had this century, the last century, we have to have as many workers, if not more. Many children to keep this civilization going forward as it is. And I tell you, China's not going to have it. And I believe that prophetic word, the world won't last 30 more years of shedding innocent blood. Because of that reason. And because of divorce in Western civilization. My God, the love of many growing cold. There's what is colder than leaving your wife and your family so you can go out and have sex with some strange woman? What's colder than a mother leaving her children and leaving her husband to go out? Lovers of pleasure. There has to be moms, it has to be dads. And if we turn our back on the authority of Scripture, that nobody cares about family. When you turn your back on God, you only care about yourself. Dangerous times are here. Perilous times, Paul spoke about, are now.
Amen? Lovers of self, incontinent. Homosexuals cannot control their desires or their lust. They lose, that's their sexuality dominates their life to the point where it'll ruin their relationships with their family, with their friends. They'll walk away from their job, their career, anything, so they can satisfy that lust. Rock Hudson's dying of AIDS. He's out in the bars when he's dying, trying to connect. Even though he has AIDS, he doesn't care. Even if he passes it on to someone else, because he's got to satisfy that lust. We need to wake up. The last days are here. The Lord cometh with 10,000s of His angels to execute judgment. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 9, 3 through 5. I didn't want to get all sweaty tonight, but I guess that's out of the question. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen to this. Understand therefore this day that the Lord thy God which is goeth over before thee is a consuming fire. He shall destroy them and he shall bring them down before thy face. So shalt thou drive them out and destroy them quickly. He's talking about the Lord going before them and driving out the Canaanites out of their land. And he will destroy them quickly as the Lord has said unto you. Speak not in thy heart after the Lord thy God has cast them out from before you, saying, from my righteousness the Lord hath brought me in to possess this land. But for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord doth drive them out from before you. Evil's gotten worse and worse. We're far more perverted than Sodom and Gomorrah. You see? Pride. Idleness. It just wasn't sexual immorality and homosexuality. They were so wealthy in Sodom that they were so idle that they had all this free time. And they didn't use their free time to serve God and to serve others, but they used their free time to satisfy their lust. And God sent rain down fire and brimstone. And I tell you, we are as Sodom. We hide it not. Ordaining homosexuals in the church. Are we mad? Are we mad? I don't want my children hearing from his teacher about his sexuality and about his sexual relationship. Not even a heterosexual. I don't want you talking to my kid about your sexuality with my son. If it's not marriage, I don't want him to hear about it. So I want him to know. I don't want your views, your opinions. Glory to God. On sexuality, to shape my son's sexuality, that he think this is okay and rebel against his father and mother and his God. I don't want my son riding down in Waterfront Park and seeing a woman rollerblade naked and stirring up lust and all kinds of desires in him that he shouldn't give into till he's older, till he's married. We're out of order. We're out of order. We should put in our children and put in the women that there's no greater role than having children and being a husband, being a wife, and raising good, holy, godly children or honest children. Even if you're not a Christian, to raise honest children, children of integrity. Instead, success, money, power, education, there's nothing wrong with a woman being education, but that's really not the role. Her role is to be a helpmate for her husband. And to raise the kids while the husband's out making a living. And to be home when they get home from school. And to teach them and instruct them. Then she went out and bought a field. Then she went out and bought clothing and scarlet and made clothing and sold it. The Proverbs 31 woman is the role model. Home, family, child comes first. Husband first. Then career. Then making money. And you can do it, women. You can do it. God.
God's given us the abilities. But when we negate, when we don't hold up the Word of God as the Word of God, when we turn our back on the Scripture and man's way is not in himself and man is given over to his lust, everything becomes acceptable. Divorce. Abortion. You see that? Murder becomes acceptable. Sex before marriage, acceptable. Homosexuality, acceptable. Marriage of homosexuals, acceptable. There's nothing more selfish than the sexual immorality. It's destroying homes, adultery, homosexuality, lust, covetousness. They want that money. They want the fame. God did not make all people. They are in the kingdom of God. Men and women shall be as angels. But here there's a role. Not that we're better than women, but there's a role to play. And when we leave that role and the order that God has set forth, civilization will collapse. And that's what we have. And He's coming out of His heaven to pour out His wrath. His bowls. The trumpets are sounding. The seals have been opened. The trumpets are sounding. The horses are riding. The horses are riding. Glory to God. For their wickedness did He drive them out. And He's going to drive out the nations, the inhabitants of this land. And the land is going to continue. As long as we continue to rebel against the authority of Scripture, as long as women and men continue to commit adultery and divorce, and as long as they continue to abort the children, and as long as we continue to promote and accept homosexual behavior, it's the ruin of every civilization that's ever embraced that lifestyle has come down. Canada, Europe, United States, when once grace, Christian nations, continents, Mexico, all coming down. Look at the violence in Mexico. Drugs, the lust for money, the murder. Oh, beloved, open your eyes! The Lord cometh! Evil, worse and worse. Where are the watchmen on the wall? False religious systems. Denying of Jesus as Messiah, as the Son of God, and His right to rule over this earth. And rejecting Him. It's just mind-boggling when you look at civilizations that reject Him as Lord. And they're false religious systems. And what a rejection of Jesus, and what a rejection of the one true God. What is the fruit of the rejection of the one true God? Look at their societies, the disease, the poverty, the human rights, the violence, communism. It's an abomination. And China's headed for some big, big trouble. Big trouble. I can't remember the numbers, but somebody do a study, a search on the Google, and see how many single men, and that they'll never be married. That cannot be good. Can you imagine the lust? Can you imagine the void trying to... What are they going to fill their lives with without wives and family? What are they... I tell you, it will be sin. It will be drugs. It will be alcohol. It will be prostitutes. It will be gambling. What happens when you do not have God and you do not set family? A husband, a man shall leave his father and mother, cleave to his wife, be fruitful and multiply. We're to bring forth children. And it's the only way that civilization can advance and go forth. And we just don't have the workers. We just don't have the children. We just don't have the generation coming up to support all these government programs. And there's just chaos going everywhere. Chaos. And a world leader will rise out of that chaos. And people, they're clamoring for it now. Somebody with all the answers to make things right. You see? Everything's out of order. Everything is out of order. Glory to God. Oh, Lord. Go to Psalm 2. We'll close with this. Go to Psalm 2. The Lord cometh. the last days. And he's coming with indignation because of the blood that's been shed, the innocent blood that's been shed on this earth. He's coming with indignation. That's why it says the earth shall disclose her blood. It's going to, the blood that has been spilled is about to be made manifest and revealed, and people's eyes opened. Because everything's coming down. Psalm 2, why do the heathen rage? And the people imagine a vain saying. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and His anointing and His anointed. Let us break their bands asunder and cast their cord. They don't want to be connected or tied. Chained. It's a picture of a chain being chained to someone else. You see, they don't want to be connected to God. They don't want the Son of God to rule over him. You see? Glory be to God. It's just amazing. Verse 12. And kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all they that put their trust. We need to return unto the Lord Jesus Christ, the nations. And it's just not going to happen. You have to pay homage to the Son. It can't be. You can't have family. You can't have... Things can't be right. Civilization can't be right without God's divine order, without believing in the Son of God. Family is just not that important. Children just aren't that important if you don't have a right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't have that homage, if you're not bowing down to His Lordship and His authority. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I do? And I'm afraid that's where a lot of the church is today. And a lot of America, a lot of Western civilization, they say Lord, Lord, but they don't do what He says. You see? And you're going to, lest His anger be kindled. His anger is kindled. And not but a little, but a lot. And He's coming to pour out His wrath without mixture. There won't be any restraint this time. When it comes, when that last trumpet sounds, that there will not be any more restraint on His anger and on His wrath. And a great part of that is the shedding of innocent blood. It's divorce. It's adultery. It's immorality. And changing the divine order. We know better than God. Homosexuality is okay. Sex before marriage is okay. Divorce is okay. You can't discipline your children. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, and the rod of correction will drive it far for him. Well, if you do that, they're going to put you in jail. And I don't. There's nothing wrong with spanking a child on the seat of his britches, on his butt. Even tell us black and blue, on his butt. It's not going to hurt him to be spanked on his butt. You don't spank him anywhere else. You don't do it in anger, but you do it out of love. There has to be submission. There has to be order. Otherwise, you have chaos. You see? And there's chaos in the home. There's chaos in government. There's chaos in society. And it's because we no longer hold the Lord and Scripture as the authority. We no longer hold the authority, Scripture as the authority. Father, help us. I pray this message to enlighten, eyes to be opened, use it to prepare your people that they can see everything is out of order. Everything is out of order. And we need Jesus to return into this earth to make it right, to make a new earth and a new heaven. Remove the wicked one off this earth. Create a new heaven, a new earth, wherein dwells righteousness. Return unto this earth, Lord. We do pray, prepare your people. Remove the dross in us. Remove the dross in your people. And I tell you, only that tribulation is going to remove the dross that's in the church. Oh God, let the earth disclose her blood. Make it manifest your hatred of the shedding of innocent blood. We give you praise, we give you glory. In Jesus' name. And I tell you, God drove out nations before Israel because of their wickedness, because of their adultery, because of their homosexuality, and because of their child sacrifice. And we're doing it today even more. Because we have the whole revelation of God. Sodom had no Bible. You see that? Canaanites had no Bible. We have the full canon of Scripture, and we're worse than they are. That's what makes it so bad. Be ye ready. You know not what hour the Lord cometh. The Lord cometh. God bless you.